Proclamation number 7567 of 4th of April, 1960. Return path of the spiritual to God. All fallen spirits have started the return path to me, which is bound in the works of creation on this earth. As soon as it is embodied in hard matter, this return path begins, which takes an infinitely long time before it is completed. But the bound spiritual is withdrawn from my adversary's influence. He no longer has any power over this spiritual. He can no longer press it or determine its activity according to his will, which would be contrary to me. But this bound spiritual moves in the law of compulsion. It carries out its purpose according to my will and thereby, after an infinitely long time, reaches a state which allows the embodiment as a human being, so that it shall then pass the last short test of earthly life in order to finally become free from the form. Everything you humans see around you in creation is therefore spiritual striving towards me. It has ascended from the deepest depth, and even the spiritual still bound in hard matter is at the beginning of its development. It is spiritual substance wrested from my adversary which will one day also reach me in the Father's house. Thus it will no longer languish hopelessly in the deepest abyss. For there are still many once fallen spirits which have not yet taken this path of return. For the beings which emerged from my strength and Lucifer's were innumerable, and eternities will pass until all fallen beings are completely redeemed, until all once fallen beings will be spiritualized and able to work again in light and strength at my side in unlimited bliss. However, the stage as a human being is decisive for the duration of the return. For in this stage my adversary has influence over the spiritual again, which I cannot deny him either, because the spiritual once followed him in free will and he therefore asserts his right of ownership. And during earthly life this right will therefore not be disputed. During this time he fights just as I do for the spiritual substance in order to win it back again, which has already moved considerably closer to me through the path through creation, where it has already reduced its former resistance and now only has to make the final decision of will in earthly life as a human being. Where the human being can once again use free will, which he is now to direct correctly, to me, from whom he once turned away of his own accord. If you humans know about the infinitely long path of your preliminary development, then it should not be difficult for you to make the right decision. But this course of development cannot be proven to you, and therefore you also lack the right faith in it, and you are in great danger of using your will wrongly again and surrendering to your adversary's influence, which can mean a renewed fall into the abyss again if you don't profess me after all before your physical death and escape his control. The path to the Father's house is no longer long if you are allowed to start earthly life as a human being, and it will also be clearly shown to you, so that it truly should not be difficult for you to reach your aim. But no coercion whatsoever may be applied to your will, neither from my adversaries nor from my side, and therefore your success is doubtful, and it requires your own will that you want to take the right path, and this will truly receive support. But you should always remember your long time of pre-development. You should try to believe the knowledge you receive about it, and you should now lead your way of life accordingly. For then you will bring an infinitely long time of development to a conclusion. You will return as children of your Father. You will be able to create and work next to me again in former perfection as you possessed it as original spirit. You will belong to those who have completely detached themselves from their former Lord and now remain with me for eternity. You will have returned to the Father as his children, whom he will now also eternally no longer lose, for they have become perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. Amen.